starting to get a bit silly. I'm not talking about a little bit silly. We're talking Sam Simmons silly, the man that is recognised for his glasses, his head, and mostly his absurdist humour. And he's in Sydney currently performing at Giant Dwarf's Yak Festival, and he's on the phone with us right now. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hey, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us here at 2SER.
I was going to come in live. You do know I was seriously going to come in live, but I'm on baby duties this afternoon, so I can't.
And what a cute baby it is. We've seen some shots of it you put online. Very, very cute. How's it been being a dad?
Oh, it's good fun. We're going to head down to the to a pub and celebrate tonight. It's a good day.
It has been an amazing day, hasn't it? It's one of those days.
Totally. It's incredible.
Yeah. Where were you when the announcement happened?
I was... It's really weird. I was in Rove McManus's lounge room.
Well, that's something you won't forget, is it?
We're doing a baby date with the kids, and we found out right there. But yeah, I think we're all going to head out and go hit the pubs.
Yeah, look,
tonight and celebrate.
I reckon there'll be a few parties going on tonight.
It's amazing.
Sore heads tomorrow. Let's chat about you for a second. You've done radio, TV shows, series, writing, stand up. You've tried everything. What's your favourite medium?
I'd have to say it'd be live because it's all immediate and fun. But I guess I went and saw this lady in Los Angeles, and she was like really in touch with her spirituality and stuff. And she contacted my dead granddad, so she's definitely my favorite medium. Anyway, that's stupid. I don't know. I like it all. It's all fun. It's all good.
But you've recently, I guess, not recently, but you've been trying to pitch TV shows and things like that, especially now over in the US. And I hear one's been picked up, which is going to go ahead. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's basically they buy the idea and then you write a pilot for them.
Yeah.
Then you go up into another room and then another door opens and there's 10 more people. And then they like the idea and then you go to another room. Like, it's crazy. But it's basically about two guys that discover a new fruit. It's that basic. It's new fruit. It sounds not funny, but it's pretty damn funny.
Well, that's the thing. When you talk, Sam, it's funny. It doesn't matter what you say. You can be just talking about everyday stuff, and you go, oh, it's funny. The way he says it, it's funny.
And well, not always.
Well, that's the thing. Your live show can probably be a little bit volatile, I reckon. I mean, I've seen you live a few times, and you can get pretty worked up. But that's great, and that's you.
It's passion. It means that I'm immediately there. If I was just like there going, oh, this is the script that I'm reading to you guys, like I like to get into it.
Yeah.
I can't fake it. If I'm not into it, I'm not going to like it.
And personally,
it's for me as well. Like, as egotistical as that is, I need to have fun when I'm up on stage as well.
And you look like
if
you
I've
do.
Got like some like little old lady sitting in the front row with their arms folded, like, I don't like it, it's weird. Like, people get so offended by something that's stupid anyway or silly. They're just like, he's being too silly. It's like, oh, really? Is the man being too silly at the comedy show? Like, anyway. So I guess the aggression gets in there too, which, probably isn't silly. But
I think it's
can't help it.
It's you, Sam, and I think if anyone has known you over the last your work over the last 10 or more years, they'd know that you get wound up. But that's part of you, and that's part of what you do, and it's part of your personality.
Yeah, I've got a short fuse. Like, it's completely true. Not good.
I also read that you've got synesthesia, which I think
it affected me more in radio than anything else because I've got a real. It's a strange thing. So if you don't know what synesthesia is, it's something kind of mildly on the spectrum, and you can kind of just be confused by light, colour, music, any sound. It's really interesting. Like, some people can hear a musical note and they'll almost want to vomit, and they'll say it tastes brown or something like that. It's quite weird. Mine's very mild. Mine's a digital clocks I can't see, and they confuse me. So, like, panelling in radio... when I used to work at Triple J, it was really, really hard doing countdowns and having to cue tracks and computer screens, basically. Any digital font, I kind of can't see. It's kind of strange, and they can make me feel sick if I stare at them for too long. Weird.
I always found it such an amazing and interesting condition, and I know a lot of artists and musicians have it, and I just always wonder, you know, how it you know, translates into doing what you do. But I guess it sounds like for you, it's only if you're trying to do radio.
Oh, not really. No, it definitely is music. Like using, film scores and stuff to like walk around to and think of stuff. Like there's nothing more exciting than like putting on a soundtrack by Clint Mansell and just doing the shopping at Coles, because it makes the mundane experience so grand and incredible. Like, I love that kind of stuff as well, but I always incorporated sound into what I do. And
yeah,
so I guess that would go hand in hand with that stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. You've got your show 8 to K coming to the Yak Festival at Giant Dwarf. It's been going for a few nights, actually. How's it been going so far?
It's great. It's the first year of this festival as well, and it's like it's on. Like, it's totally happening. And maybe like this time of year in Sydney, this is kind of needed, but it's really interesting stuff. I saw this amazing choir there the other day called Polyphony.
Oh, yeah.
Which was incredible and really like a community-based kind of choir that was run by a really amazing kind of flamboyant wizard. It was really awesome. And, like, just really interesting programming there. It was like there was some great stuff with the Chaser guys just explaining their Apex stunt, and it's just really good. And, like, I've had a ball there with the shows as well, so it's been great. We didn't know it was a risk to see what would happen with it all, but it's really, people are seeming to get into it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I know that the show tonight, Hannah and Eliza Riley doing Yarramadoon, PS Debaters Night, which is going to be fun.
Amazing.
So, yeah, some really cool, interesting stuff, and I'll be checking you out tomorrow night, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, legend. Yeah. Come and say hi after.
Oh, we'll do. One last question before we let you go. Do you reckon your live show has really changed over the years? You know, going to America, coming back, have you sort of become a lot more relaxed on stage now?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'm not as, I don't think I am as volatile, but I will go you if you, I mean, if, I guess the only thing that's changed is maybe, gee, I don't know. I think I'm still creatively pushing stuff. Maybe I'm not as annoying, or maybe it's become more palatable to an audience.
I was wondering
like
that.
Before, like, yeah, people, it's not as shocking as it once was. Not like I was ever shocking. It's just that what I did was always quite out there and, I guess, effeminate in a way that, you know, most male Australian comedians aren't. You know, I'm like either dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds like I do a really annoying act, but I don't
It's always exciting. It's always fun, and that's the thing. You have fun. It's silly. People laugh, and yeah, get on down
it's
and
silly yet sing. Aggressive, which is a strange. It's a strange world to straddle.
A juxtaposition. Yeah. I love it. Well, get on down, AK. Hopefully, there's still tickets left for the last few nights that are on. Good
I
luck.
I think Friday, Saturday is gone, but I know Thursday, Sunday are good.
All right. Here we go from the horse's mouth. Sam Simmons, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER. And look after the little kitty.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. And I hope you have a nice dad's afternoon.
Yeah, will do. All right, man.
Cheers. See ya.
Bye.
Sam Simmons right there. Yeah, check him out at the Yak Festival at Giant Dwarf. You can catch him for the next few nights as well. Look, I guarantee it. It's a fun night.